Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Sunday, September 6, 2015. I am your host, your spiritual and wellness coach. My website is lotuslifehealing.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, dot love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and promote your life's purpose and business in the healing arts, I would love to hear from you. Also, if you have any ideas on how to improve this show, if you would like to hear a certain topic, or if you have questions, we are open to receive your input as well as your questions, and you can send your inquiries to Lotus Life, L-O-T-U-S-L-I-F-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. Today's topic is mastering your mindset. And our special guest is Cherise Fox, intuitive and spiritual life coach. We live in a world of creation and the law of attraction, and we co-create with the universe. Your thoughts and your words are the very things that create your reality. Success with anything requires focus and a certain train of thought. This show will give you the tools to help you to master the things that you think about, create, so that you can create the life that you truly desire. Today we'll be sharing what mindset is, how it affects your experience, awareness of your mindset barometer, benefits of a positive mindset, and ways to improve your mindset. Thank you, Cherise, for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I am fantastic, Katina. Another lovely day here in Austin, and I'm truly grateful to be here. And I want to say thank you to you and to everyone that's listening, whether it be live or in the archives. We certainly do appreciate your support for this show. And thank you so much, Katina, for having me again.
Oh, you're most welcome. This is an awesome journey that we're doing together. So, what is mindset?
Mindset is a fixed mental attitude, or basically a state of mind based on your predominant thought patterns. Think of your beliefs, perceptions, and interpretation of the things that are going on around you, the things that you see. It's really how you think. It's really what your worldview is, how you see the world. It's it's really your beliefs, what you believe about what you see. That's what mindset is. And so, for example, think of a cow, for instance. So, in India, a cow is considered sacred. So that's a certain belief that the people in that region have about the cow, whereas here in America, it's pretty much a food staple that we have. So some people here may think of a cow as well. They may think of steak. They may think of a hamburger. So, you know, it's really about perception and interpretation of what that is. So that's pretty much what your mindset is.
Absolutely. And perception too, you know, perception and our beliefs growing up, you know, what our parents and grandparents told us, what the adults in our lives told us and molded us to, and traditions and all that too. So how does it affect our experience? How does it affect our lives, our mindset?
Well, it's really connected to everything that we do. It is, it covers every area, every aspect of our lives, our livelihood, our overall well-being is connected to our mindset, what we believe, how we see things, you know, and basically what we think about is what we create. So when we look around mm-hmm. us, basically what we see is based on our mindset, our thought patterns. So a thought is pretty much like a prayer, you know, where your thought goes, energy flows. And so what we think about is what really comes back to us and our overall experience. And it affects the patterns that we create. So, for instance, if you think that life is hard, then life will become hard for you.
Right.
So what? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Right.
Either way. And so, yeah, so everything that we experience in our world, in our lives, really is based on our mindset. And an example, too, of how the mind can affect our experiences, I'm sure you've heard of this before, Katina, the placebo effect. And it's something
right.
that when you hear studies, I mean, it's science has proven this, and you see it with medical studies all the time, where when they are testing a drug and they take a group of individuals, they will have one group that they're actually giving a new drug to, and then they'll have another group that they're giving a placebo to. And mm-hmm. they determine the strength of that drug or the effects of that drug based on those studies. And it's been so many cases where people believe that they're mm-hmm. taking something, and so they improve, and they're not even taking the actual drug. They're taking the placebo, but it's their mindset. In their mind, their perception, their interpretation, what they believe it to be, it becomes true for them simply because
right.
that's what they believe.
Right. Absolutely. And it's just like the patient also who goes to the doctor and they get a diagnosis. And you hear the diagnosis. And some people, they go straight downhill from that prophecy, because that's exactly
yes.
what it is. It's a prophecy. When a doctor tells
right.
somebody that they have this or that, that is a
yes.
prophecy that's speaking over that person's life. They're based on
yes.
what they saw, this
right.
imbalance that's in the body. And then the person goes straight downhill because they believe them. They're like, okay, if you say this
yes.
person says they think they have this much time to live, and they believe it, and it becomes true. And then
yes.
you have the other person on the other hand who says, you know what, you say whatever you want to say, I'm not receiving that, and I'm going to do whatever I can in my power to get healed and take care of myself and live and be vibrant. And then they
right.
go and do what they do, and it goes away. It's not there anymore. So it really
right.
is mindset. The
is.
Determination to live. If you want to live in spite of what you're told, you can get beyond that prophecy. You can create your own prophecy. You can change your mindset. You can change your attitude, you know. And that's exactly what happens, you know. And then you have, you know, when you're growing up, you hear the parent that tells the child that they're not going to be anything, they're not going to amount to anything, and then they believe it.
Yeah.
Then you have, on the other hand, you have a child, you know, a parent that tells a child that they're the greatest and they're smart and they go and they excel. You know, it's all about your mindset. So totally.
Right. And you know, I think about. I know this is a conversation that many people are having. There's so much information about it on the internet. There's webinars, seminars, you know, a lot of people are talking about mindset, how to master your mindset. And I know for me early in my journey when I first came across this information, I felt like, okay, you know, I kind of get this mindset stuff, but perhaps there's another way. And so I tried to find ways around it because I felt like, you know, the work is pretty hard when it comes to, okay, I know I have this particular mindset, I have this set of beliefs, and it's contradicting what it is that I want to experience. And so then I think about how I want to change that. And so I was kind of looking for shortcuts, trying to bypass this information. And the bottom line is there's no way around it. I found myself coming full circle. And really, this is the key to everything. We talk a lot about manifesting. And basically, we talk about improving your life experience. And this is the key right here. It all boils down to your mindset. And if we don't get this part of it right, then we just simply, we will not experience the things that we like to experience. So this is the most important thing that we can talk about, that we can take a look at if we really want to improve our lives. You know, I look at what's going on in society. We have an epidemic right now. This is critical. We have an epidemic of poverty. We have an epidemic of disease and illness and violence. And all of this is happening in our world today. All of it comes from mindset. That's where it begins. And so the healing can begin for us if we take a look at it and we take responsibility for where we are right now and we start to make changes, you know. And a lot of people may look at it as though, you know, I want to attract more money, I want to attract a better career. But mindset is bigger than that. You know, we can think of things like, you know, you may want to attract more love. You may want to have more joy. You may want to have more compassion for others. All of that, it all goes back to mindset. So it's important that we take a look at it.
Absolutely. And you look at all the successful people. Look at, I'm just going to say Donald Trump, for example.
Okay.
He has a steady focus on wealth.
Yeah.
He doesn't think about poverty. It doesn't even enter his mind. If you just watch him and listen to how he talks, he expects the best of everything.
Yes.
And that's why he's the king of real estate. he speaks properties into existence. He's like, okay, I'm going to get a property here, I'm going to get here, I'm going to get here, and it's done. He just says it's done. It's just that easy. It's no other option. He doesn't think about lack, or he doesn't say, oh, what if this doesn't happen? He just has a steady focus. It's already done. It's no question about it.
Yeah.
It is what I say it is. You know, and he may be doing that deliberately or not deliberately. I mean, we talk about deliberate creation. We have people on autopilot who are creating wonderful lives for themselves, but they're on that frequency. They're in that mindset of this is how it's going to be, and they're focused on their goal. That's the difference between wealthy people and poor people. The wealthy people are focused. They are focused. It's like a laser beam focused on the outcome that they desire. They don't think about, oh, what if this, what if that, or afraid of doing this or that. They're not afraid of taking risks. They just, they're just focused. They keep their mind on what they desire, and that's what we have to do. If we want wealth, if we want abundance, if we want love, if we want peace.
Right.
We can't look at what is if what is isn't what we want. We have to keep our eye on the prize.
Yeah.
So that's the focus is.
You know what? I love it. I love it. It's so important.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, think about it. That actually brings us to, you know, awareness of your barometer. So where, what is your mindset? You can look at, you just said it right there, look at Donald Trump, his mindset, look what's going on around him and the life he's created. That tells you where he, what he's set to. And so, you know, we can look at what we have going on in our world right now, in our experiences, and we can see what our mind is set to, because we create what we believe. And so look at the relationships around you. You know, are the people around you loving? Are the people around you supportive? Or are the people around you abusive? You know, what is going on? It's what you believe. It's what you believe about yourself and what you believe about life to be true. Then you create those experiences. And so if you feel like you have to work really hard, you have to work overtime, you know, you have to have more than one job in order to make ends meet, if that is what you believe, then that is what you'll create, and that is what will play out in your life. And so it's so important for us to understand that we have to change the way we think first before we can change our outer circumstances, because we are taught to see and then believe when it's actually the other way around. And so what's happening is we're looking at our experiences that we have, that we've created, and so we look at that, and then we think our thoughts based on what we're seeing, and then we get caught in this perpetual loop of lack and limitation. And the only way to shift that, to change that, is, like you said, to focus on the outcome. Focus on the outcome. Or even focus on the solution. Too often we just focus on the problem, you know, just the problem. You're just looking at the problem. Okay, this is the problem, this is the problem. You know, what if we were to just say, if it's too difficult, because sometimes when you're in the midst of something that is really unpleasant for you, sometimes it's hard to look at the outcome that you would like to see. Sometimes it's hard to believe that. But it may be a little bit easier to look for a solution and focus on that as opposed to just the problem itself.
Absolutely. So how do we get to that place? How do we get to that place where we can shift our thoughts if we're in, if someone's in a negative situation or circumstance? What's the first thing that you would say that they can do to shift that?
I would say, you know, you're the affirmation queen. And I would say you come up with some beautiful affirmations. I would say begin there. And believe me, Katina, I used to roll my eyes when I would hear people talk about affirmations. I didn't want to hear it. You know, I just felt like, can't there be another way to shift the way I think? Do I really have to say these things that I don't really believe? And the bottom line is affirmations do work, because here's the rub. Basically, you have to have three times the positive thoughts than you have negative thoughts. It takes three positive thoughts to replace one negative thought. And so you have to work three times as hard thinking positive to erase a negative thought. And that's why affirmations are so powerful and so important, because when we have that negative thought, we have to find a positive thought to replace it with. And that's what affirmations do. And you don't have to believe them in the beginning, because believe me, when I started working with them years ago, a lot of the affirmations that I said, I repeated them because, you know, this is the process that I followed for myself. And it takes a while. Sometimes depends on where you are, where your barometer is set to, you know, how long it will take you to shift into a more positive frame of mind. But definitely first, I would say affirmations, because We have to change the way we think. So we have to change that inner dialogue. And that's how you change
right.
the inner dialogue. That's how we change
Absolutely.
It. Affirmations, yes.
Affirmations. And one affirmation that you can use to shift that, to shift yourself into becoming more positive, is you can just start saying things are always working out for me and just repeat it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. You can think
yes.
it, you can speak it out loud, and you can write it, script it. Things are always
right.
working out for me. Things are always
yeah.
working out for me. And just to actually feel that, feel it. When you say it, and then start feeling it, and then you'll start believing it.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's true. Yeah, I love that affirmation. I really do. And you know, something that a friend of mine used to say, I heard her say it years ago, and I really took this and put it with my affirmations. And I heard her say years ago, when you hear the word but, so when someone is speaking to you and the first sentence they say, if they follow it with a but, what happens is that but erases that sentence before it. And what comes yeah. after but is what you remember. And so what I started uh-huh. doing with my affirmation, so when the negative thought came, up, I would
mm-hmm.
say but to myself, you know, internally, and then say my
mm-hmm.
affirmation. Because when you go but, really, it does something. It kind of shifts because you hear what
mm-hmm.
comes after but. Because but
mm-hmm.
changes what's in front of it if you really think about it. So
right.
that's a
right.
little trick that I use with my retraining the way I think negative. Replacing those negative thoughts. That's something that I do.
Yes, I think that's great. That's really awesome. So when we start there, what can we do? What are some other beneficial things with having a positive mindset, with shifting over to that?
So basically, the benefit of having a positive mindset is really an improved life. So
yeah.
you will see everything around you change in all areas, relationship, money,
mm-hmm.
career, health, all of those areas. And what's really interesting is you can focus on one area, and for some reason, even though you may be focusing on one area, say you're focusing on your career and you're working on
mm-hmm.
your affirmations and thinking positive about that, something magical happens because you'll just start to see shifts in other areas that you haven't even focused on just from focusing
right.
on that one area, because things
right.
begin to change and shift around you when you start to have a positive attitude. It just changes
mm-hmm.
everything. The people around you, the people that you
yes.
attract into your experience will begin to
right.
change.
Yep.
And your
yeah.
experience get better. One of the things that I like to focus on is saying that I have favor in all that I do, you know, in all
yeah.
of my interactions with others. And it's really nice when I can have an experience with someone when I know that I'm receiving favor in a certain situation where I'm receiving more than the next person would have received. Because I work to set my mind at that. I expect
mm-hmm.
when I'm doing interacting in business or anything, I expect more. So I expect favor.
Absolutely.
I expect it to go in a great way. And so, yeah,
right?
it pretty much, the benefit is a better life.
Absolutely, all the way around. Because life attracts like. You can't improve in one area and not improve in other areas. You will improve
yeah.
in every area.
Yeah.
Thoughts are themes.
Yes.
And you know, you hear
yes.
you hear this all the time. Change your thoughts, change your life. Change your thoughts, change your life. It's really that simple. It really starts there. So if you want to change your life in any area, whether it's wellness, health, prosperity, abundance, relationships, just change your perspective. Change your thoughts. Change what you expect of yourself. what you expect of others. Expect the best. Want the best. Desire the best for yourself. And then it'll start happening. So it starts with your thoughts and saying the affirmation. Things are always working out. So what are some other things that we can do beyond the affirmations to change our lives, to change our mindset?
I think we talked about this before on another show, but basically mm-hmm. images, the images that you see that you have around you. And so you're another expert in this area with vision boards and slideshows, just mm-hmm. images. If you start to work on vision board, doing a vision board or vision slideshow, you know, what you have, what are you looking at every day?
Right.
You know, do you see, because images are powerful. You know, we connect to images. They mean different things for different people. But, you know, I would say to start to change the images that you have around. Most of us have smartphones. You know, what do you mm-hmm. have on your smartphone? What's your wallpaper look like on your smartphone? You know,
right.
Work on a vision board, work on a vision slideshow, and just work on the things that you have around you. And you talked about this before, too, is also the what type of music are you listening to? What are you putting your attention? Where is all of your energy flowing? What are you looking at? What are you listening to? What are you paying attention to? And so the way to improve your mindset would be to change the images that you have in your everyday experience. Change the things you look at. Work on your environment. You know, make it more pleasant, more pleasing to look at. You know, we talked about that last week. We talked about, you know, balance and harmony in your environment. And so, you know, it's these images that you have. Also, meditation is a great tool. I know some people have a hard time with it. It's really, really simple. You don't have to clear your mind. You don't have to take any extra effort. Really, it's just about sitting and just allowing yourself to be, even if it's just for 5 minutes. And I know there are some people that are practicing this, and I haven't tried it. I think I'm going to challenge myself to do this. But every hour, they're taking 1 minute out of the hour to just be still, mm-hmm. to just be still out of each hour
be
of the
quiet.
Day, just to be still, mm-hmm. be quiet. You know, so quiet time is important. So if you can just quiet, just be quiet.
Right.
Just for
silence.
You know, silence is golden. It really is. It's
it
key.
Is.
So that's one
it
of those
is.
Things that can help you improve your state of mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're an intuitive life coach. Can you share with us just real quick the services you offer and what you can do to help people to get in the right mindset, to start changing and shifting their lives?
Sure. I actually, one of my favorite things to do, I do one-on-one coaching. I have created some step-by-step programs to help people shift their mindset. And if you'd like more information about me, you can go to my website. It is sherisecoaching.com, and that's SHERISECoaching.com. You can follow me on Twitter at I am Sherise, or you can send me an email if you have any questions. I do offer free consultations, so you can send it to theshifter@SheRiseCoaching.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sherise, for being a guest on the show today. And
thank you, our audience, for
tuning in. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you all for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.